In a world of noise, whose voice can be trusted? You see, we're asking this question all the time. Now think about the quiz that you're in now. Look, you'll have some loud, loud people, perhaps in your own household, who are just giving it some loud answers, think they've got it always. Perhaps you've just got some that talk the whole way through. I'm with a couple in the quiz. But whose voice can be trusted? Whose voice are you listening to put down the right answer? Might not be the loudest, might not be the one that's going on all the time. Whose voice are you trusting? What about in sport? Can I ask you, in your sporting career so far, like you might have had it and it's long gone and you might be right in your prime, whose voice has been most influential to you in your success so far? Now, it could be a coach, could have been a past coach, could have been a PE teacher from yesteryear, could be a parent. Whose voice has been most influential, the voice that you trust the most, the voice that has helped you to go as far as you could? Look, the all-time best ever England player, Paul Gascoigne, Gazza. Read his biography. It is brilliant. Highly recommend it. He talks about the late, great Bobby Robson being the voice, there's Bobby Robson, being the voice that helped him the most, the father figure that enabled him to become the footballer that he was. Quite brilliant. What about Serena Williams? She talks about her father quite often. In fact, she said this: my father has been the most important person in my career. He still tells me the stuff I'm doing wrong. I wonder for you in sport, whose voice has been most influential? Whose voice have you trusted so far? And can I then ask you about life? Because here's the question that I want to pose to you now. Can you trust in the words of Jesus? You might think that's bizarre. That's way out. We've talked about the quiz and we've talked about sport. But here it is, the Christians in Sport quiz. What about the words of Jesus? How can they be trusted? Now, we're going to go to a little story right at the end of when Jesus finishes this Sermon on the Mount, probably the most famous sermon, the most famous talk that has ever been recorded. And Jesus uses this story to sum up all that he said. So he uses these words. We'll read from verse 24, just a verse for you. Here it is. Everyone who hears these words of mine, puts them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Jesus goes on to say, look, the storm comes, the house gets battered, but because of its foundation, it stands, it stays standing. And then he goes to talk about a contrasting house where the house is built on sand and the storm comes in. And look what happens. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. See what Jesus is saying? He's saying, listen to my words and act upon them. You're like a wise man who builds house on rock. Listen to my words and do nothing about them. You're like a fool. You're like a fool who builds his house on sand. You see, two houses, two storms, two very different foundations. And Jesus is saying, this is now what you do with me. What will you do with me and my words? Put your trust in me and my words. It's like building your house on rock. You see, Jesus's words, they're so outrageous. They're so audacious. They're so undefendable, so unashamed. And we're saying that they really matter. They really matter. And here's why. Because we all listen to voices. We all listen to voices telling us what to do and where to build our foundations on. We all listen to voices. So think about this: prestige, status, the voice of education, property, sport and achievement, finance, relationships. Can be all good things. But look what happens in verse 27. If I make them foundational, look what happens. If I build my life upon them, this is the end of Jesus' sermon, everything wrapped up. He says, look what happens if you do not make me and my words foundational to life. the storm will come and your house, your life will fall with a great crash. Like a man who builds his house on the rock is the person who listens to my word and acts upon it. Like the man who builds his house on sand is like the person who listens to my word and then does nothing about it. So what? Perhaps you're sitting at home with your family. It's a nice Friday evening. You've just seen the sunset. Perhaps you're on a Zoom call with a bunch of sports friends. Look, the chances are that one of those friends is a Christian. And they've called you to this quiz and said, listen, come along. It'll be fine. It'll be fun. In fact, you know, we'll give it a real good crack. It'll be good banter. But I want you to hear something about the Christian message. I really want you to hear something about what I believe in, because I trust in Jesus and his words. And you're maybe sitting there thinking, well, I'd love to ask them why. Why do they trust in Jesus and his words? And do you know what I think their answer would be? A Christian friend that you know? Because I can trust his words because he's acted upon them. He's actually acted upon them. That's how I know they're trustworthy. Look at this last little verse from John 3:16. This is Jesus, and he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That's me. Jesus is saying, that's me. That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And your Christian friend is saying, this is why I trust Jesus and his words. This is why I'm building my life upon it, because Jesus has acted upon his word. He's saying he's God's son, and he went to the cross to die a death for the forgiveness of my sins so that I shall not perish. When the big storm, which is death, when that comes calling, I shall not perish. My house will not come crumbling down, but I will have eternal life because of the resurrection, because Jesus rose again. And therefore, he smashed death to pieces. And I trust in him. And he's promised me everlasting life. I think that's what your Christian friend would say. And we've got opportunity to talk about that after the quiz. So don't dive off a Zoom call. Hang around. And here's the question. Here it is. Back up. In a world of noise, whose voice can be trusted?